Hello, this is All Gambling Distractions or Something for April 21st. And if you listened yesterday, congratulations, you won a lot of money. As did I, because I made the picks. And everything I say on here, like unlike maybe other people, I'm picking. That's what I do. I can, if anyone wants to check out my Facebook, I went insane yesterday. I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think I had 9 wins yesterday for something. I'm not going to talk about money, but I won a good amount of money, and I'm super happy today. So I did make a mistake. I forgot about NHL yesterday, so apologies for that. I did win on the Boston game and the Carolina game. So also, I told you all I loved the my Red Sox yesterday, who kicked ass. Yeah, just an awesome day. So hopefully let's get back to that. And let's start with NHL, since I fucked up yesterday. The Panthers and the Lightning. Panthers swept the season series. One of the games they won 9-2. I'm sorry, the Panthers won 2 out of 3. 9-2, 3-2. The final game was March 16th. Lightning won 5-3. Lightning kind of stumbled into the playoffs unless they were resting. I don't think they were. They're 18-3 away. Panthers are 26-13-2 at home. I just really like, it's tough going against Vasilevsky in the playoffs, but I like the Panthers. No reason to get to think of overthink this one. Okay, Ranger game. This one scares me because I love the goddamn Rangers. And it's hard to separate rooting for someone, but whatever. They split the season series. I am a little afraid of the Capitals always because I like their goalie, Lindgren. He's a good young goalie. And NHL playoffs are really about who gets hot. So, yeah, they swept the series. Capitals 4-0, Rangers 5-1, Capitals 3-2, Rangers 2-1. So, last two games, super close. Shesterkin versus Lindgren. I mean, Lindgren, shockingly close stats. Lindgren 2.67 goals against. Shesterkin 2.58. Lindgren 9.11 save percentage. Shesterkin 9.13. That's pretty wild. I think Shesterkin goes back to being Shesterkin and dominates maybe the entire goddamn playoffs. Or that's me hoping. So I would say definitely take the Rangers. The line is too big. Take them before overtime. Or don't take them because the line is too goddamn big. Avalanche, Winnipeg. Avalanche are 19-16-6 away. Winnipeg is 27-11-3 on the road. Winnipeg swept the season series, and they kind of dominated 4-2, 6-2, 7-0. Georgiev has been fucking terrible. Absolutely terrible. I don't know if he lost his job. I mean, I don't think so. I'm pretty sure he's going to be starting the first few games. But, okay, ready? This was his last week. Six goals, 2 goals, 4 goals, 4 goals. That was his last week of playing. And he was, I think it goes, I would click on him and go before that, but I don't want to be talking forever here. But, yeah, I can't trust Georgiev in any way. Got to go with Winnipeg. Also for the series, Winnipeg, Rangers, Florida. This one scares me a little because I really like Nashville, as does my friend Robles. But the Canucks are really, really good. 27-9-5. Yeah, I like all the favorites today. There's not much to talk about here. Okay, let's go to basketball. First off, I mentioned yesterday, I hate the NBA. And then I went on to dominate both games. Or 3 out of the 4 games, whatever it was. I skipped the Knicks game, didn't like it, and for good reason. It was a close game. Whatever. Today, Miami Heat, Boston Celtics. Not going anywhere near that one. Celtics beat them by 33 in January. Celtics beat them by 8 in October. Then the Celtics beat them by 4. They swept the season series. There's no Jimmy Butler. No Terry Rozier. Duncan Robinson might be out. The Lakers are healthy and 37-4 at home. So unless you want to take the Lakers and the huge, ridiculous 14.5 points. Sorry, Celtics. I keep saying Lakers. Lakers, Celtics, old school. The game is 14.5 points, so that's ridiculous. I can't say take the Celtics with 15 goddamn points. That's insanity. But hey, if you love the Celtics, take the Celtics. Mavericks Clippers. Here's a fun one. I think it's going to be a really fun series. Mavericks kicked ass the first game. The Clippers came back kicking ass the second game. And then the Clippers won the third game of the series. Oh, checking some injuries. Oh shit, Kawhi Leonard. Did not see that. Whoa, he is questionable. Fuck. Okay, I really like the Clippers, but not without Kawhi Leonard, so I'm going to come back to this game later. Hopefully they're playing and take the Clippers. I said this about the Knicks yesterday. Bet the Knicks if Embiid is playing. If Embiid is out. He was out. I'm sorry. He played, but the Knicks still won, so. But it made the game closer, so it was like a big difference. Okay, Pacers versus Bucks. Giannis out. Actually, it says game time decision, but yeah, doubtful. Pacers are favored by 1.5. Season series. Wow. Pacers won 1, 2, 3, 4 out of 5. Including a 12-point win, 9-point win, 9-point win, 2-point win. Okay, so they're 1.5-point favorites. Bucks lost 3 out of 5 coming in. They don't have their best player by far. ESPN says 60-40, so yeah, I got to go with the Bucks. Got to go with the ESPN. Sorry, got to go with the Pacers because of ESPN. They have the Pacers at 60-40, even though they're getting... Oh, sorry, it opened up. They were getting 3.5. Now they're giving 1.5, so the Giannis thing obviously flipped everyone. I still like the Pacers. They're a scary team, but I would not be too shocked if they did not win that game. Again, don't love the NBA. But I would bet the Pacer game. I would bet the Clippers game if... what's-his-name is playing there. Going to check that later. And now this one scares me again. Minus OKC minus 8.5 versus the Pelicans, who have been really, really good. So have the Thunder. Thunder have won 5 in a row. Pelicans lost 2 games to the Lakers. Beat the crap out of the Kings to get into the, I'm sorry, beat the Kings by 7 to get into the playoffs. Also beat the Kings a week ago. And they beat Golden State a week ago. Zion Williamson is out. Yeah, I can't say, but... maybe I can. No, I mean, I think okay. Yeah, I don't think OKC is going to win, but I think it might be closer than it will be. Maybe I would take New Orleans with the points. Oh, that just makes me angry reading all that NBA stuff. But hopefully I get some right for you nice people who are listening. And now to my favorite goddamn thing. Baseball. This is where everyone should open their ears a little more, and because this is what I know. This is what I'm good at. It's kind of why I started doing these originally in the first place years ago on a website, because I just love baseball. It's my thing. I've won money off it my whole life, and I plan to keep doing that. Okay, let's start off with my Red Sox. Red Sox are facing Martin Perez, who I'm not a fan of. I think he's a piece of crap pitcher, but if you take away Rafael Devers, who I believe is out today, day to day, not sure, too early in the morning. If you take away Devers, then Martin Perez has given up 2 hits over 16 at-bats against the current Red Sox, but he didn't see them a lot, so I don't really count that too much. My problem is the Red Sox have Josh Winkowski pitching. their rotation rules this year, but this is a he's a relief pitcher, so this is going to be a bullpen game. I hate to say it, but I can't pick the Red Sox today. I'm not picking Pittsburgh, but I think I'm telling you guys and gals, whoever's listening, that you should pick Pittsburgh. The Phillies game. I don't even want to click on these. Phillies minus 320. Insane. Like yesterday, you have to, if you're going to bet the Phillies to win, you need to take like 2.5 runs to make some money. Astros, Nationals. I think I nailed this one yesterday. Anyone can go back and listen, but I was stuck on, I believe, wait, who won this game? Let me just make sure so I don't sound like a total idiot. Yeah, the Nationals won the 10th. I liked their starting pitcher yesterday. Williams, I forget, I can't think of names right now, sorry. Jelly in the morning and, or afternoon. And, whatever. But today's a different day. They have Javier versus someone named Parker. So, like the Astros a lot. I'll take the 1.5 to make it almost even, even though I don't really like doing that, but this isn't yesterday. I don't know who the hell Mitchell Parker is. He gave up 4 hits and what is that, a run or two in 5 innings? Whatever. I'm not afraid of that dude. Christian Javier is a very good pitcher for Houston. Should totally shut down that team. Okay, Tampa Bay Yankees. Savali is pitching for Tampa Bay. Gill is pitching for the Yankees. Savali owns, well, not owns, 3 for 14. Judge is 3 for 14 with 5 Ks against him. Soto 0 for 2 with 2 Ks. Stanton 3 for 6 with 2 home runs. And Rizzo 5 for 10 with 2 home runs. Torres 4 for 9. Vertigo 1 for 2. That doesn't really matter. But the Yankees have Gill pitching, who 14 innings, 1.43 whip, scary. I liked Savali when I first read this. Don't like those stats, so fuck it, I'm going to have to. No, I'm not saying go with the Yankees, screw that. I'm going to say Savali can overcome those stats on the road in Yankee. Nope. Sorry, none of that makes sense. Okay, go with the Yankees. L.A. Cincinnati. Big thanks to Cincinnati, who I took to win by minus 1.5 yesterday. They did exactly that, winning 7-5 in a very scary game because I bet it multiple times, which was really stupid. Today they have Frankie Montas going, 2-2, 4.3, 1.45 ERA. Going against Soriano, similar, 4.80, 1.27 whip, which isn't terrible, but the Reds are looking to sweep the series, and let me just check some stats here, which, sure, I should have had them ahead of time, but also, I got a lot going on. Get off my back. Angels' career against Montas. Okay, not good. Rendon, 5 for 12. Trout, 5 for 18. Taylor Ward, 4 for 11. Matt Tice, 2 for 9. He's been very good against Adell Renegfro, and Sano. But I don't like those odds. Okay. Soriano. Screw it. Take a shot on the Angels today. As long as Mike Trout's in the lineup. That's what I'm going with there. Cleveland, Oakland. Tanner Beebe versus Ross Stripling. Guardians. 1-10-2, 6-3. Oakland's bad. 8-13, 4-4 away. ESPN has 76%. This is one of those games I would take 1.5 for the Guardians. Next up, Baltimore, KC. Okay, here's one I like. Kansas City. Seth Lugo has been fantastic. 3-0, 1.05 ERA and whip. Has not given up a home run this season. They're 60-40. He's going against Cole Irvine, who's terrible. 6.75 whip, 6.75 ERA, 1.70 whip. But he's been terrible long before that. So I'm cool. This is a KC or small favorites. I liked them with the run line. -1.5 makes it +160. That is one of my favorite picks of the baseball day. There's not a lot today. Just looking through them quickly. Yeah, that's probably my first one of the entire day, other than if you want to take Cleveland with the extra points. Now Detroit, Minnesota. I think here's another one. Yeah, Minnesota is favored with a guy who started 3 times this season. Varland, he has an ERA 8.36, a whip of 2.07. Going against Casey Mize, who at least I know is a, you know, not good, but he's a pitcher. 1.17 whip, much better. I mean, light years better, almost. His numbers are half of what Varland is. So, whatever. Varland sucks, or at least he's been terrible. And Detroit is not bad. They're freaking 11-10. They're 7-3 away. I think they're the better team. And they're underdogs. And, yeah, take Detroit there. Okay, so for baseball, I like Detroit a lot. And I like Kansas City a lot. Just trying to focus on who I like today. Basketball. Yeah, I never really like anyone, but you can go back and listen to those. Okay, not done with these. The Cubs versus Miami. Okay, here's a fun one. Miami is 5-17. The Cubs are 13-8. But Kyle Hendricks is pitching. His ERA is 13. He's given up 31 hits in 17 innings. This is another game I really like. Edwin Cabrera, 1.50 whip, 10 strikeouts and 6 innings. He's a good pitcher. He was last year. He's young. He's really good. He's not Miami, so it's hard to tell. But let me just make sure I'm talking about the right goddamn person for a second before I say how. Yeah, 26 years old. Last year, 4.24 and a 1.44. But the year before that, 3.01 and a 1.07 whip. So if he can get that back, he could be a beast. I don't know if that's going to happen, but. Okay, hang on. Sorry, lost myself. Okay, Marlins. Like the Marlins a lot. Which is weird to say, but I just said it out loud. And, okay, I'll do like a few more. I'm not going through every game. Unless I do, because this is fun for me. Kirby versus Quantrill. Don't like Quantrill. Kirby's been terrible. I like Kirby, but that line is too big, so screw that game. Toronto, San Diego. Bassett versus Musgrove. Okay, this is one that I meant to write down. I like Toronto a lot, because I'm a Bassett guy. And Musgrove sucks, and Toronto is underdogs. So, there you go. Stick Toronto with Kansas City, and whoever the hell was my first team. Houston? Yeah, okay. Met game. Hauser versus Glasnow. Ooh, this is an interesting one. I like Hauser. I think he's going to be a lot better than he's been. Let me check the... Here's the problem. This team is terrifying. This lineup is absolutely just crazy, the Dodgers lineup. But Tyler Glasnow is not good. He's never been good. Mets have won 2 in a row. The Mets could sweep the goddamn Dodgers. Adrian Hauser. Okay. Max Muncy, 1-for-5 against him. Freeman, 2-for-9 against him. Betts, 1-for-4 against him. Rojas, 2-for-9. Will Smith, 0-for-3. I had a feeling about this dude today. I'm going with the Mets again as huge underdogs. +210. And I feel pretty decent about it. Okay, one more. Texas, Atlanta. Mike Lorenzen versus Darius Vines. Don't like either of those dudes, but I'd have to go with Atlanta there. And I think I did miss one. Yep, Arizona, San Fran. Might as well get them all Pokemon style, which is stupid. I don't like it. And I know some weirdo who plays it. Giants won 2 out of 3, but the Diamondbacks did win 17-1 the other day. Two really good pitchers going with Merrill Kelly and Jordan Hicks. Both have ERAs. Awesome whips, 0.93 and 0.90. They're both 2-0. This is one of those I would take the no-run first inning. I wouldn't take the under because it's 7.5. That's a little scary. And this is one of those too close to calls. And when that happens, I go with the underdog. This one is like 50-50, so okay, there goes that. I guess I'll go with the Giants. I like this dude Hicks, but I don't like this game a lot, so. Okay, we did the NHL, did the NBA. Let me just quickly go back over my NHL. I like Florida a lot. Rangers, I'm a little worried because I love the goddamn Rangers. I like Winnipeg a lot. NBA, I don't think I like anyone a lot. No, not until later at least. I mean, I think I like Indiana. I don't know about the New Orleans game. I really like New Orleans. But I haven't seen a lot of OKC recently. And, okay, how about some quick NASCAR picks? Now, these are... I'm part of a bunch of pools, which I mention here all the time. It's in every one of my links. If you'd like to get in touch with them, just reply somewhere, leave a comment, or get in touch with Sam the Man. He is linked everywhere on these. It'll send you right to his Facebook. Now, the NASCAR Geico 500 is today. And here's our top picks. Ryan Blaney went first. It's a 9-way pool. Chase Elliott went second. Blaney's 8-1. Elliott's 13-1. These are current odds. William Byron went third. He's at 11-1. Joey Logano went fourth, 9-1. Kyle Busch, fifth at 13-1. Previous winner. Michael McDowell, sixth, 18-1. Denny Hamlin, 12-1. Seventh. Martin Truex, 18-1. Eighth pick. And the pick of the goddamn week goes to me, who picked Brad Keselowski, who's 11-1, and going by odds, that means I win. Boom. Really hoping he wins. That would be cool. I think I hit pretty much every sport. And let's call it a day. See you tomorrow. Or the next day. Might take a day off.